Bob?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I didn't go.
You didn't go?
No. I mean, I waited, but they took Ehrlichman all afternoon. I go on Monday morning at 10:30.
Monday morning at 10:30. Have you got copies of your notes out of the building here?
No.
Do your lawyers have them?
No.
I told our people that they did.
No, they don't.
Sure of that?
Yeah. They don't have copies of my notes.
My people. Bernard said that your lawyer said that he had, that the originals were in the vault and that he had copies of them. The president agreed he'd show them to you, or to Bizarre. Now, what they were worried about, and
now he has some stuff of John's.
Well, he gave him copies of John's investigating notes.
That's all he has.
That's all he has.
Well, no, he has some notes from John on, you know.
So they have to be back.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
See, you understand, you were asked, did you, and you had any notes. You couldn't take executive privilege on them. They'd subpoena them from you because they're outside of White House custody.
Well, in the first place, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, you better get a better lawyer than you've got. Different things. One is the question of whether I have custody, and the other is the question of whether they're covered by privilege. And the fact of the matter is that, A, I do not have custody, I do not have the notes, I have not made copies of them, and I have no copies outside, and the lawyers have no copies.
Well, okay, that's good. You know, they came in with an entirely different story.
No, I don't believe that.
Believe that they came in with a different story?
The lawyers? No, sir. I believe that your lawyers did, because I believe that Len Garment's capable of anything. But I don't believe my lawyers told Len Garment that, or Fred Buzzard.
Well, Chappie, Buzzard, and Len were all in the session and came over sort of concerned about it.
Well, I think they're confused rather than concerned.
Yeah.
Or maybe both.
Well, you know, it could be either. But the thing is, you've answered my question. You've answered my question because we would have been in a hell of a mess. Described the hell of a mess, you know, a very potentially difficult situation.
Let me point out that if I did have copies, which I don't, they're still covered, my copies are covered by privilege also.
Yeah.
The problem is they're in my custody, but even if they were in my custody, I have no reason to turn them over to anybody. Unfortunately, they're not.
Yeah, but what they claimed would happen was the judge could hold you in contempt. You did it, or send the marshals over to search, and you know, that's the kind of thing that you're vulnerable to.
I would be if I have. I don't have.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's fine. Concern.
So there's no question on that. But I don't think. Well, I think they need some better legal advice.
I'll tell you, this fellow is very good. You know, I really feel that better. He's oriented totally on the problem here.
Yeah. What I think we ought to do is we ought to get Garment and that idiot is out of the way and let our guys meet with Bizarre at some point.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And find out what the hell is really going on.
Okay. Well, that's exactly why we got him in here. I think we better do that.
Because I think you can reassure the president, I have no copies of any of my notes.
Good.
There are no copies made of any of my notes, except one or two Xeroxes that I made in the room 522 the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I left them there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I got to thinking I better not take anything out.
Yeah, that's right.
And I didn't.
Okay.
So I have nothing in my possession.
Sorry.
That, what I do have is some extracts from those notes, and just don't tell anybody I have those. I'm going back to 522 tomorrow, and I'll put them back in.
Put them back, yeah.
All they are is, you know, notes from the notes. But they're still privileged, and you can hang tight on that privilege.
Yeah, but
look, you're kidding yourself if you argue on the custody question only. You've got to argue both. Each of them holds.
Well, they would do it,
I can't deliver anything I don't have custody on, but I also can't deliver anything covered by privilege.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. They would do it.
Stuff at home, I still couldn't do it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to be subjected to that.
I couldn't agree with with you more, but
I don't...
Of course
you go through that.
Well, I may be subjected to it. They may come and search for it.
I don't think they will if you deny you have it.
Huh?
But you can't be in a position of admitting it, you see. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, there's no problem there. I don't have them.
Okay.
I haven't had them.
Good.
I mean, those are...
They probably misread, but they may have been told you had some extracts or something.
No,
I don't know.
No, they haven't even been told that.
Have your guys read your notes?
Nope.
Somebody's really giving me a snow job.
They have not read my notes. I've covered with them a couple points that are in them.
Mm-hmm.
Gone through points of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
So we're aware of some of them, and our lawyers purposely, over there today, lobbed in three examples of what would be put out if the files were put out.
Right.
And they did it to scare those people. That was their tactic, and they felt they were quite successful.
That's helpful.
But their purpose was precisely that.
Yeah. Helpful. I got a better feel now.
So don't worry about any copies of notes. I have none.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. Thank you.
Yeah.